Welcome back inside the pregame show as we get set for first pitch. It's the Shuckers and the Klingstones. It's time for today's pregame interview. My name's Javik Blake, and when you got an offense that has set a franchise record for runs for the first month plus, same with home runs, it's a pretty good time to have the hitting coordinator on, and it's Brenton Del Chiaro who joins us today. Deli, appreciate the time. Welcome to town.
Always happy to be here.
How incredible has it been to see the offensive production throughout the organization this year?
Well, it's definitely exciting, you know. I mean, seeing the players live up to their potential and continue to make an impact at the levels they play at and then push for promotion, it's stuff that organizations dream of. And we're, you know, just in the same boat as everybody else where these guys are off to a good start and putting pressure on the guys above them.
And it's not only that they're off to good starts, but they're all incredibly young. Baseball America put out a whole article the other day about how the Brewers org as a whole, at every level, is younger than the league average. How much more enjoyable does it make it knowing that not only are these guys talented, but they're really young as well?
Well, I think it speaks volumes to our developmental process. No matter how young or how old you are, we have ways to get you better. And I think that's what we're most excited about is that we're able to take very young players and develop them quickly and get them through the organization at a rapid pace, what it seems like right now. But it's really exciting to see what the future holds for us.
When you talk about the rapid pace, Jackson Churio is already in his third year at the big leagues. Jefferson Caro made his debut this year. Luis Lara is doing great things at AAA. And then there's Jesus Madei here at the AA level, who turns 19 at the end of this week. What's impressed you the most about him heading into this year?
His confidence and his ability, like his belief in his abilities, I think that stands out the most is that no level and no competition seems too much for him. He seems to rise to the challenge and enjoys being challenged. And that's something that I think any organization, team, and coach likes to see out of a player is that they want to rise to the level of their performance, but also their competition. And so anytime we get that, we're really excited about a player with that capability.
Is that something that you guys really hammer home at the lower levels, that ability to want to be challenged?
Yeah, I think it reflects in our training. You know, we challenge our players in training. We try to bring the game to the cages and the training environments, ultimately making on-field competition easier so that they have, you know, solutions for the problems they're going to see on a nightly basis. And that reflects in our training, and you see it transfer onto the field.
Talking about wanting to be challenged, I think Dylan Array's forgotten about the challenge portion of the equation because he's come back from injury and he's hit the ground running. What have you seen from him from spring training to now in his ability to hit the ground running after missing all of last season?
Healthy. It's health. You know, Dill had an unfortunate hand dealt with him last year with the injury, you know, to the thumb, caused him to miss the whole year, was able to get some really good at-bats in the fall league to set him up for, you know, the upcoming season here. But I think that he's a healthy player, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a healthy product on the field right now that can continue to impact the game, whether it be speed or creating chaos on the bases or putting the ball in play and extending innings. So we're getting a very talented player who's finally healthy and seeing what he's capable of.
A brand new guy to this organization, Damon Keith, has come in here and really opened a lot of eyes, a guy that you guys acquired out of spring training. What have you seen from him? Obviously, this is the first time you get to see him this season here this week.
Yeah, I think a refined approach and you know, better swing decisions, making better decisions within the strike zone. Those are some of the things that I saw, you know, immediately stepping here, you know, for this trip. But we only had 2 days with him in spring training. So to see how quickly he's made the adjustment to our organization is really exciting. And then obviously, you know, he's always had the ability to impact the baseball. He's just doing it more often, which is great for us.
And you talk about impact in the baseball. Hard not to talk about Blake Burke when you talk about that. The home runs have been absurd this year. How much has that power grown throughout his pro career?
Well, I mean, I think the thing that drives Blake is the ability to be challenged, like we talked about Jesus. You know, if Blake isn't being challenged, I think he gets a little bit bored. So this has been a really great challenge for him to see the league adjust to him after the hot start. Now he has to adjust to the league and how he's being pitched, which is just another challenge for him and growth for his development. So the more that he can do that, I mean, it's really exciting to see what the potential has and how it's transferring onto the field.
And I wouldn't be doing my job with you in town if I don't ask you about Luis Lara, who hit another home run today and is having the season of his life, especially in the power department. How impressed has he been this year?
very impressive. I just came from Nashville. I thought he was the best player there on the field. Continues to have professional at-bats, adjustability from a plate appearance to plate appearance. I think what we're seeing is that that strength is finally starting to develop. The balls that he was hitting to the wall here last year are leaving the yard, but overall it's a very sound and professional approach to his game and to his at-bats right now, and he's able to adjust to the pitching and how they're adjusting to him. So really excited to see him continue to do what he's doing.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a 20-homer season from Luis Lara at the triple level. I'm sure you guys wouldn't either.
Yeah, we'll be happy with that. But to see that he's already surpassed his home run total from last year. But this is a kid that knows his game and knows that he's more of a gap-to-gap line drive hitter. He's just continuing to refine his contact point, and he's seeing the fruits of his labor.
What about in high A? It's a team of mashers. They have a ton of home run hitters. We've even seen Braylon Payne starting to get into some. What's impressed you most about the talent at the lower levels this year?
That they've done it with cold weather. it really hasn't started to heat up there yet. But I think that's a testament to our coaching that we have at that level, is getting them to fight through that adversity and not make excuses and be prepared to play daily. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the talent match the preparation, and it's unfolding in a very exciting way.
It hasn't yet warmed up here in Biloxi, but how much does that help guys in their development, whether it's playing in the freezing cold in Appleton in early April and May, or the hot summer weather here in the Southern League?
Well, I think every level has its own unique challenges, and we know that it's going to get hot and humid here, so get off to a good start and prepare for that. But we try not to make those are the excuses that cause bad performance, is that everybody's got to play in it. Everybody else has to deal with it. So let's not use that as an excuse. Find a way to get over that and compete.
Always great to have you here in Biloxi. Deli, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.